Let us pray before we read the Bible. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We thank you because you give us good sleep, nice dream, so that this morning we can wake up and come to worship you. We want to hear your voice, the word that teach us, the word that guide us, the word that give us comfortable, so that we know where should we go, what should we done. Holy Spirit, teach us to understand and to express the word through our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us open our Bible from Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, verse 4. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Lord, it is good for us to be here. My topic this morning is, where do we go? Where do we go? Why I choose this topic? Because many people, they don't know where should they go. For example, if we see the situation around us this week, stock exchange jump very, very down. I know that my uncle buy some stock exchange. Before I visit my uncle's house, I call him first. Hey, uncle, how are you? How is stock exchange? If he said, oh, stock exchange is good, then I go to his house. If he said that stock exchange is no good, I don't want to go to his house. Because my auntie not so welcome when the stock exchange is no good. So I call, oh, no, very terrible. Jump down 30%. I lost everything. Oh, my God. Lost everything. Stock exchange. Yeah. US dollar so weak. Euro also weak. And then you never thought before and imagine that London also rust. Not only the London city, also Manchester city. Same problem. That's why England Football Association cancel a friendship match between England and Holland because the situation is no good. When I heard this story, I think London, okay, number one maybe United States, number two maybe England. London, Russ, how about my country, Indonesia? If this big country can rust, how about my country? People said Indonesian rust because the people uneducated. How about London? Why young men and then come out and then they rob everything from the shop? You cannot understand. And then if we read newspaper, we know that Middle East still in uncertainty. If Middle East still uncertain, that's mean that place is the best place for terrorism. So every part in the world, we cannot find the best one. So where do we go? where do we go? This is a question for us. When, for example, David, you have a girlfriend, and then you said, "Hey, married with me," and then the girlfriend asks to you, "David, you won't married to me with me? Okay, I'm married with you." My question is, where do you bring me go? I will bring you stay at Samsipi. Oh no. I will bring you a good restaurant. Only this. Where do we go? My answer is, we must go where there is God. I repeat again, we must go where there is God. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." Why Peter said it is good for us to be here? Because in upset, Peter saw Jesus was transfiguration before then. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. At that time, Peter showed who Jesus is. Jesus is a God. When God with them, then Peter said, "It is good for us to be here." Psalm chapter 100 verse 5 said, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation." Where do we go? We must go to find God. Because God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. We must go where the place that is God. And where is God? Where is God? People know theology, but most of them cannot find God. They know God from their knowledge, but they do not feel God through their heart. The basic answer, when we want to find God, we must find in Jesus. You only can find Lord in Jesus, because Jesus is the God. Let's see John chapter 1, verse 18. "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." He has declared him. Jesus is the God. Also, we see John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." These two verses tell us that who is Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the God. And another verse from the Bible told us that we cannot find God if we do not through Jesus. Only through Jesus we can find who is God. Many people can believe that God exists, but they reject Jesus as the Son of God. They reject it because they cannot imagine, they cannot understand how can man can be a God. Of course, Jesus come as a man. If Jesus not come as a man, how you can understand who is God? Jesus come as a man, but a man is a special one because he was born not because of Joseph. He was born because of the Holy Spirit. And most of them, when people kill him, when people hang him in the cross, at the third day, he rise from the cross, from the dead. Where we can find God? We find God through Jesus. This is number one. I believe all of you already believe Jesus Christ. Second step, to know Jesus is the God is first step. I mean, if you find it, don't stop from that side only. What I want to say is, many people just believe Jesus Christ in their heart, but they do not live in Christ. If we live in Christ, we can feel that God is with us. We can feel who is God. Let us open Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Sorry, what I mean is Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Holy Spirit, if any affection and mercy, we can feel this all if we live in Christ. I don't want you to stop. Just know that Jesus is the Lord. If you want to feel who is God, you need to live with Christ. You need to live in Christ. Because when you live in Christ, you can feel that comfort of love from God. You can feel fellowship of the Spirit. You can feel mercy. Most traditional church, when they come to the church just once a week, and then they worship the Lord in sanctuary, just sitting like a good kid, and cannot talk, cannot move, and then after that, they go back, and then another week they come again. Same way. And they do not bring God into their life. They do not bring God into the activity. They just come as usual every Sunday. But I want to tell you that Jesus, not only you can find God, you do not only find God on Sunday. You can find God every day, every day, every moment in your life, if you live in Christ. When you live in Christ, you can feel who is God. Most of us like to chat with each other long time ago by phone, and then now by email, by Facebook, by Yahoo Messenger. We can chat 1 hour, 2 hours like that. After that, oh, I know he is a good friend or she is a good friend from chatting. Phoebe's sister like to play Facebook. And I will say, after chatting, don't to be cheat. Because many young men, they said, I'm so handsome, like Andy Lau. After that, when you meet her, not like Andy Lau, but like maybe another Lau. Cheating. When we cheat, we try to know each other. When you believe Jesus Christ, you need to cheat with Him. Stay closely. Walk with Him. Live in Him. When you live in Him, you can feel that who is God. God not only want to save you, but God also want to bring you, to glorify you, all in God. This is the second step. And then the last step, where I can find God. Number one, you believe Jesus Christ. Number two, you live in Christ. Number three, you must push out the God in your heart. Push out. This week, we learn vocal from Joanne. Joanne is a good teacher. I am a bad student. I learned vocal all almost 4 years. My teacher is very, very professional. She can breathe and then push her stomach big and small, big and small. I only can push my stomach when I feel full and then push down when I feel hungry. But this teacher is very, very professional. Pook, 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 like that. Okay, after Joanne teach, we have practice. Practice how to sing out. How to sing out. Of course, everybody is so serious when here. Number one, you must relax. And number two, make sure that the air flow out from your stomach to your mouth. Okay? Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Now, let's try. When she play piano, everybody just smile. Nobody know that they can sing. You must speak out. You must sing out. Same with our spirituality. Many people believe Jesus Christ. Number two, they have fellowship in Christ, but they don't know to take out God through their life. If you take out or express it, then you feel that God with you. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17 said that every believer is man of God. Every believer is man of God. Some believers doubt that they are men of God. But the Bible told us that you are men of God. That means you can show us, you can show the world that God is in you. Some of us maybe think, oh, I'm man of God if I can do big miracle. If I do not do big miracle, then I don't feel that God with me. But let me tell you, I have a story. There is a blind man try to walk in the garden. Because he is blind, so very difficult for him to find a good place for sitting. After that, there is another guy come and then talk to him. I will help you to find a best place. And then the guy hold the blind man's hand and then after that find a good place and then give this place to the blind man. After that, the blind man want to know who is this guy. The blind man said like this, "Are you Jesus?" The guy said, No. I am not Jesus. Why you call me Jesus?" And the blind man said, "I was born without eyes. I am blind. From baby till now, what I heard that Jesus is good, full of love. Jesus is good, full of love." You can understand this story? The blind man just know that Jesus is good, full of love. And then this guy, it is not Jesus, but other people can feel that this guy is Jesus. When we do small thing, when we show our love to other people, people can feel that God in us. People can understand that God in you. Another story. Sometimes I want to cry and I want to laugh together. We have one member. She is almost 50 years old. And then 3 weeks ago, she said to me, Pastor Slamet, I have problem in this place. And then she showed me her head, and then I see some problem here. The artery come out. Last month, when you pray, I have no headache, recovery already, but I still have this problem. I want you pray for me. I want you pray for me. Oh my God, can I do it? I'm not a doctor. I just a simple man. Okay, you trust me, then I pray for you. Lord Jesus, please heal this lady in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. After I pray 1 week, she said to me, Pastor Slamet, you see, no more. And I said, thanks God. This simple ministry. And you can see from the book of Acts, let us open the book of Acts chapter 3. The book of Acts chapter 3 verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. When Peter said like this, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise and walk, and he took him by the right hand and lift him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. What Peter did is Peter expresses the power of God through his mouth. If you can believe this kind of thing, then you feel God with you. So, number one, Where we can find God? In Jesus. Number two, not only in Jesus, you need to live in Jesus. Meditation, worship, prayer, quiet time, everything. Number three, don't stop, only live in Jesus. You need to express it out. Try to what? Try to do something. Same with God did it. Because when you do something same with God, do it, you do not do by yourself, but God do it through yourself. So every time, you can feel that God is exists. Amen? 3 points. Number one, believe Jesus Christ. Number two, live in Christ. Number three, express it out. When you go outside, you try. God, I want to express, I want to show your power to someone. Please lead me so that people can see that God exists, and also I can see that God is in me. Just do it. Don't doubt, because God already gave power to you. Same with me. God give me power. God also give you power. Just say it out. Just do it. Don't doubt yourself, because doubtful not come from the God, come from the enemy. Trusting come from the Lord. Amen. May God bless you. Let us use a few minutes to meditate this word Maybe some of you try to find God, but this morning I tell you, you get it in Jesus Christ. You can feel it when you live in God, and you can see it when you express it, when you show it through your ministry and through your life.
You're my saving grace. You will reign forever. You're my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer and friend. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you.
Let's pray for today. The mission focus is Japan, Nagoya, Kenny, and also Thailand, Rachel, and also NK. SP is having another team end of August to go to NK, so let's leave up this country in prayers. So this morning, let us continue to lift up the outdoors art and the SP youth and also the campus ministry in prayers. Pray that, you know, people are being touched, they meet God, and the student or, you know, the young people, the children, when they are touched by God, just like Pastor Salomo was sharing, that they have the urge to share with their fellow student, fellow friend. For the SP 1.5, finally we actually have the place. We take over the keys and the demolition is going on, and before the renovation is happening. So pray that, you know, everything will be smoothly, and whoever actually working on the project will be blessed, and they can see that, you know, the hand that's serving the Lord will be blessed, whether they are believer or not believer. So let live up, continue for a smooth renovations and the whole arrangement and all these things coming in. This morning message from Pastor Salomar actually reminded me about Joshua. Joshua spent time listening to God, spent time when everyone is so busy with their life, he spent time with God. And he's the one who leading the Israelite into the promised land. And God told him, be bold and courageous. Lord, Father God, that we just ask that, you know, let us not forget about you. Let us go our daily life having you side by side with us, having us conscious of knowing that you are with us. And pray, Father, that every brother, sister here, when they go to work, they bring you into that workplace. As they speak, as they do the about their business, showing that the love of God, showing the justice of God, the righteousness of God through their daily life, Lord. Let them proclaim you through whatever they do, not just in word, Father God. Empower them. As you encourage Joshua, be bold and courageous. Father, I pray the same prayer that you will speak that anointing on them. You will impart in them that power that comes from you. Just like Peter, whenever he walked, he had the God in him. They have the power that is in Christ. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for being with us the whole time. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.